Jerry Reed, Eastbound and Down, boom, cruising, boom, on the with the Mighty Vibe. Sometimes I'm like, okay, Mighty Vibe, where are we going tonight? Which school are we going to tonight? And I have been known to take a wrong turn, like going left and wait a minute. No, got to go the right. Okay. Anyway, we figured out where we are. It's Friday here at WRCO-FM Richland Center. We have seen old Hank Bray make his way in. He's a world traveler. He'll be up in a few minutes as well. The Update at 7 is sponsored by Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first. Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, and PCB Wealth Management. It's 10 degrees at 7 o'clock.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Donald Trump and Elon Musk's buyout offer to about 2 million federal workers now on hold after a federal judge stepped in.
The judge set a hearing for Monday to consider blocking the buyout offer. 10 days ago, more than 2 million federal employees received an email with a choice: resign now and be paid through September, or run the risk of being laid off. More than 60,000 federal workers have taken the offer, which is now on pause.
That's ABC's Christiane Cordero in Washington. The USAID workforce will soon be reduced from roughly 14,000 people to fewer than 300 employees, according to sources. An internal email shared with ABC News shows just 12 employees to be signed to the entire continent of Africa, 21 employees for all of the Middle East. Power out and schools closed in parts of eastern Tennessee after severe weather swept through overnight. A Philadelphia commuter train carrying 350 people burst into flames last night. Everyone got out safely. This is ABC News.
Patient.
We are hearing new audio from police body-worn cameras as the Eaton fire exploded last month in Altadena and Pasadena, California.
Police department, evacuate immediately!
In a rush, Pasadena police officers went home to home, knocking down doors, getting often unaware elderly residents inside out to safety as flames were moving into neighborhoods that were beginning to burn. And then officers went into Two Palms Nursing Home, evacuating those who could not get out on their own.
I got you.
Some were lifted into wheelchairs. Others were wheeled out in their beds.
Building's on fire, man. We got to go.
That nursing home burned to the ground. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Greece has declared a state of emergency after a swarm of undersea earthquakes have rocked the island of Santorini for a week now. The tremors have prompted thousands of people and visitors to evacuate to the mainland. Authorities warning of landslide risks as well to parts of the island. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Will you be ready for retirement? Whatever your age, now is the right time to start thinking about your retirement goals. Establishing a good savings habit and finding the right kinds of investments to build your retirement nest egg can make a difference in how much you accumulate. Today, you have numerous options when selecting your IRA, and deciding which account is right for you is one of the most important decisions you will make for your financial future. Whether you are 5 years away from retiring or 45 years away, the most important thing you can do is start planning today. A delay of even a few years can significantly impact the amount you accumulate.
Call Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, to find out which IRA fits your financial needs or to update your current IRA savings strategy. You can reach Rob at 608-383-1333 or stop by any branch office to set up a free, no-obligation appointment. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates. Not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed. Not bank deposits or obligations. May lose value.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always
always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Saxonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service, real-time updates only in iOS mobile apps. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
Wilkinson Auctions is proud to present our annual Hillsboro Area Equipment Auction, Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. This is a huge auction with tractors, farm equipment, tillage equipment, planters, trucks, trailers, combines, and more. We're taking quality consignments of equipment. Get your equipment up to the Hillsboro Auction Yard today. This is a live auction with online bidding available. The Hillsboro Area Equipment Auction, Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. More info at wilkinsonauctions.com.
10 degrees at WRCO. Weekend forecast details coming up. It's been changing by the minute, that's for sure, but looks like a lot less likelihood that we'll have our snow shovels out tomorrow, at least in the immediate area. We may get some, but we'll see.
This President's Day, discover the perfect piece for your home at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. From February 10th through 21st, for $7.99, you can choose from the Simple Joy Sofa and Love Seat to relax in style, the Bullenberg Dining Table with four chairs to bring the family together, the Lavenhorn Reclining Sofa with a drop-down table for ultimate comfort, the Hyanna Full or Queen Panel Bed with dresser, mirror, and nightstand for a complete bedroom refresh. Your choice for just $7.99 plus tax and delivery. Visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street, Richland Center, where comfort meets community. Sale ends February 21st.
If you're looking for a fun and unique way to celebrate Valentine's Day, join Tiny Acres Farms at Chet's Feed, Seed and Such Saturday, February 15th from 10 a.m. until noon for the Kissing Booth Fundraiser. Get a smooch from the adorable farm animals for just $5. And don't forget to bring your camera. All proceeds go back into community education programs. Spread the love, make memories, and support a great cause. Saturday, February 15th from 10 until noon only at Chet's Feed, Seed and Such.
Simpsons Tractor in Richland Center is saying thank you with their Customer Appreciation Days, February 17th through the 22nd. Stop in and enjoy 20% off all parts during the event. And don't miss out on a delicious treat, Richland Lockers barbecue pork sandwiches available for all customers. Mark your calendar and join the celebration at Simpsons Tractor in Richland Center, February 17th through the 22nd. See you there.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to make your homeownership dream come true.
A high near 30 today, partly sunny conditions. Flurries possible tonight and a low of 20. A high of 30 Saturday, around an inch of snow expected. Saturday night 7 with flurries early, and Sunday lots of sunshine and cooler and a high of 24. Right now in Richland Center, east and northeast winds are at 3 miles per hour, and we're at double digits on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. It is 10 degrees. Good Friday morning. Drive carefully on your way into Mount. A lot less snow possible tomorrow, it looks like. At least at this moment, that's what they're saying.
Rolling down a backwoods Tennessee byway. One arm on the wheel. Holding my lover with the other. A sweet, soft southern thrill. Worked hard all week. Got a little jingle
on a Tennessee Saturday night. Couldn't feel better. I'm together with my Dixieland delight. Spend my dollar parked in a holler neath the mountain moonlight. Hold her up tight. Make a little loving, a little turning dubbing on a Mason-Dixon night. This my life. Oh, so right. My Dixieland delight. Munching on clover, red-tailed hawk sitting on a limb, chubby old groundhog, croaking bullfrog, free as a feeling in the wind. Homegrown country girl, gonna give me a whirl on a Tennessee Saturday night. Lucky as a seven, living in heaven with my Dixieland delight. Spend my dollar parked in a holler neath the mountain moonlight. Hold her up tight. Make a little loving, a little turtle doving on a Mason-Dixon night. It's my life. Oh, so right. Fits my life.
WRCO, WRCE, 7:13 the time. Oh, yes, everybody talking about the weather and how that snow yesterday. You know, at one point they were saying 5 to 6 inches for our area, then last night a half inch, tonight, today, a 1 inch amount for our immediate area. But as you go to the north and actually toward La Crosse, places like that, you'll see quite a bit more. But the big concern yesterday was that wind. Wasn't that crazy? I was driving in the Spring Green area and dust or whatever was blowing across there like a fog. And at one point yesterday, we recorded a wind gust here at the studio of 41 miles an hour just after 4 o'clock yesterday. So no wonder I was going across a bridge at Spring Green. I felt like I was going right into the bridge guardrail or something. It was hard to keep it even on the road. But, luckily, that's past us. And my tree stayed upright. Here's Sawyer Brown.
Me and the boys that I knew in school, 30 years old and stubborn as a herd of mules. We get all cleaned up on a Saturday night. We say yes to the girls when they ask if they look alright. Fast. We're high on life and we're low on gas. Trying to
that we love to tell. They may not be true, but we sure do remember them well. We work hard to have a little fun, roll up our sleeves and get the job done, son. We talk too slow, drive too fast.
George Strait on Country and Community, WRCO, WRCE. Good morning, sunrise from the center.
What if every Valentine's Day gift you bought earned something back for yourself? Well, it can if you shop Macy's One Day Sale. You can save 40 to 60% on fine jewelry, designer handbags, and more. Plus, you can earn faster during Star Money Bonus Days this weekend only. Let our gift guide help you find the perfect gift for the loves in your life and earn Star Money for yourself. What's not to love? But don't wait. It's all happening today at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply, including gift card services and fees.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road. We have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
At A&W, it's always a good time for a float. Date night, you'll love a float. Celebrating, you'll love a float. Craving creamy vanilla soft serve and made fresh root beer in a frosty mug? You'll definitely love a float. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Sleepy Hollow offers Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC certified parts and service for your vehicle. Just drive right in. No appointment needed. That's right, just drive right in for oil changes and maintenance at Sleepy Hollow. Can't make it to the dealership? We offer mobile service and free pickup and delivery. Need a courtesy car? We've got you covered. 24-hour towing, collision center, GM certified service, medium-duty truck shop, plus auto glass, bed liners, and more. At Sleepy Hollow, we'll take care of you. That's Sleepy Hollow Chevy Buick GMC on Viroqua's north side.
The Richland Hospital and Clinics is pleased to announce the opening of the community pharmacy at the Richland Hospital. Pharmacist Maddie Oy is eager to offer convenient, integrated care to our patients. Transferring your prescription is easy. Just call the community pharmacy or request the change using our online patient portal. The Richland Hospital and Clinics, caring, educating, healing.
It's Friday's Roundup with Phil and Hank. Total nonsense, a weekend outlook, dumbest criminals, facts about anything and nothing, and leftovers from the week. Just like that sandwich from Tuesday on Hank's desk, it's a little stale, but you'll probably eat it anyway. Today's Roundup is brought to you by the great folks at Julie Karen State Farm, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and by Syme Funeral Home.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in rawhide.
Wow.
There you are.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
Stop it. Yeah. Kill it before it spreads.
Good morning,
there you
Phil.
Are.
How
yeah.
you doing, buddy?
I'm doing all right, man. I want to know about your trip last night. So
I'd rather not say at this point because I don't know if there's our professional law enforcement people out there listening.
Oh, you broke the law.
No, didn't say that. Didn't say that. But I did tell you this. I left Seneca last night at 6:16.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And you made it to Weston.
At 7:10.
For a game. Oh, boy. Yeah. I don't know how you do it.
I wasn't driving, though.
You weren't? No. Oh, okay. Okay. So if there were
Am I allowed to lie on the
some
radio?
Laws broken, then...
Am I allowed to lie on the radio?
No, probably not. You probably shouldn't. You want people to have trust in you.
Okay.
Although I
then
don't know
I
that
did
they
drive.
Do. You did drive.
Yeah,
oh, you did drive. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Well, I flew.
I wondered how you were going to do it. Because we got the final score of that game about 6:45. Tim told me that. I was just going on the air. And I said, wow, they just got done. He's going to be pushing it. But they had been done. It was just
right.
They didn't call the score in right away. But you made it. I'm impressed, man.
Yeah, so were the people at Weston.
Yeah.
Because we showed up actually before the 15 minutes warm-up started.
Oh, boy. I've only done that once. So one time, and I misjudged. These are the days before GPS.
Uh-huh.
But I had a regional game with River Valley. They played at Sauk Prairie,
okay.
Sauk City. And so I had a game there at 1, and then I had a game at 5:30 or 6 at Prairie du Chien.
That's pushing it.
Well, I misjudged because in my feeble mind, I didn't even look it up, I thought Dodgeville and Prairie du Chien were a lot closer.
Oh.
So I went, you know, that route to Dodgeville.
Oh, no.
And I go to Dodgeville, and I see the sign Prairie du Chien still like 60 miles.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? That can't be that far.
Were you late?
So I was doing a softball game, and I walked in coming down the line on my cell phone. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Prairie du Chien.
That's awesome. No lineups or nothing. You're just running.
Well, I knew the Richland Center lineup, and I just had to kind of guess the Prairie lineup at first. And then, you know, by the end of the first inning, I think I was bet. But, yeah, I was walking in. Hey, good afternoon, everybody. They could see me walking. And I said, never again.
Yeah,
that's too much in one game.
Yeah, and I don't think I'll ever do that again.
Yeah.
It's too, you know what?
Well, refs are just such a hot commodity, though. And certain nights when everybody schedules their game, everybody, you know, they need referees.
But here's the thing. I'm as old as I am, I know better. I will never do that again. I don't like doing that.
What would your father, what would Mr. Bray say on that?
Oh, Reldon would be, if I was younger, I wouldn't have a car.
right.
I wouldn't have a car, for one.
Oh, because you drove too fast.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I see.
Oh,
I
yes,
see.
Yes, yep. Yes.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just one of those things. It's not worth it.
No.
But I was trying to help people out, and that's what we do.
Right, so. Right, exactly.
But anyway.
So the other thing is the snow. I mean, we were ready for snowmageddon.
What
there
snow?
About, but yeah, well, it's down to an inch. Although, you know, we're supposed to be at Royal tomorrow.
Yes.
They're still in line with 5 to 6 inches, but who knows? It changes by the minute.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
We'll get there, buddy.
We'll get there one
day. It was a big day yesterday here.
Yesterday? Wednesday?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Why
was
that?
We got our dumpsters empty.
Oh.
Yeah. That's a big day for Hank.
Wait a minute.
What?
There was something in there I wanted to get.
So. I got it.
Oh, you got it?
I got it out.
So, oh, well.
So, yeah.
Joanne likes the dumpster dive, too.
Yeah, she does. Yeah. She does. Mm-hmm. So, but we left her some treats in her drawer.
Oh, good.
Hopefully the ants don't carry them off before she gets back.
Yeah, the ants are hibernating, I think.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, I don't
think. Except for her. I mean, they're in there having a party right now.
Are they?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But anyway, tomorrow's wrestling. Wrestling, mm-hmm. And then look forward to doing that with you again every year.
Yeah, that should be fun.
Yeah.
We'll look forward to that this weekend. Conference girls are tonight and the boys tomorrow, and then on and on, the regionals and sectionals. And
did we get
that time of year.
Did you and I get to go to state this year? Or
No.
We didn't get picked again?
No, we let the professionals go.
But we didn't get picked again?
No, we didn't get picked. So.
Well, wow.
They sent us to a junior high meet, I think. So
that'll be, I don't even think we can do that.
I don't either.
Yeah, you've been on the shopping list.
Yeah,
lately.
I'd ask you for help the other day because I stopped by the studio. June had sent me to the store with a list, and like, what is this? Edamame beans. I didn't know, and of course, of all people, I ask you, and you're like, how did you say it?
Something like that.
I
remember the Mamba candy?
Mamba candy.
I think I do. Yeah. So it's basically a big Starburst to me.
Oh, yes, right.
Yeah.
Okay. It's been a while. Do they still make that?
I haven't seen those in a while.
Huh. They might, though.
If someone, you know.
But they make edamame beans. I didn't know that they were right there in the frozen section. I found them.
And we looked them up yesterday. They're Japanese. Is that right?
Yeah,
Japanese beans?
Yeah, soybeans, I think, in their pods.
Okay.
Yeah. But I found them.
Good.
Yeah. So it's a learning curve for me when I go to the store.
You know? But she's going to start looking for. Let's see if you can find this one.
Right. Exactly. Or like almond butter, and I'm looking in the butter. I'm like, okay, salted, unsalted. You know, wait a minute.
Almond butter.
Yeah, almond butter. Oh, and then
where is that?
By the peanut butter.
Is it really?
Just another just another
didn't know that
nut butter.
Didn't know that.
Well, I was in the frozen section of the cooler.
Hey, we seen the almond butter.
Where's the almond butter? I don't know. What do you do, Hank?
Is this good on toast?
What do you do? Again, you know, you learn something
every
day.
I didn't.
Yeah.
February 30th was once on an actual date on the calendar, Philip.
February 30th
Yes, it was.
Interesting. Yep. I did not know that. Boy,
it was. Did you leap to conclusions? In 1712, Philip, Sweden added an extra leap day, February 30th, to his calendar for that year and that year alone.
Oh, you're just a wealth of knowledge.
I mean, I just come up with this stuff. Huh.
Off the top of your head.
I do.
That's amazing.
Did you know McDonald's sells a McToast sandwich in Ukraine and other countries, which consist of sliced cheese between two upside-down buns?
Is that true?
That is true. It's a topsy-turvy world out there. That is true.
You know, they have tried things in certain markets over the years that no longer exist. But they used to have a bratwurst on the around here. Yeah, they did. And another thing that they had that I liked was a snack wrap. I don't think they have those.
Oh yeah,
But I always thought those were pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, of course, I know that you line up during McRib season. You go.
I'm not a McRib guy. I'm not.
June has a cousin who, just lines up. It's like Christmas morning when he can go get a McRib.
I'm not a McRib guy at all. If I'm going to have a rib, I'm going to make it myself. I'm not going to have that.
No, well. No.
And a lot of people like them, and good for them.
Don't know what you're missing.
No. Yo, I do. I do know what I'm missing. And you know that I don't like McRibs, so it's just, nah.
All right.
The Spanish government created a crying room within a Madrid health center to help eliminate the stigma of Spanish cultural associates with crying. The sign over the door reads, "Enter and cry."
Enter and cry.
And then boo-hoo.
I think we need one of those around here sometime. Just go there and have a good cry and then let it all go and then just
And you and I were also talking a little bit right before the show is that we both love to nap and sleep in.
Love to nap.
So basically what we're doing, Phil, and I get this, you burn more calories sleeping than watching television.
Well, you probably do.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So,
especially if your jaw's going.
I mean, look at the workout then.
Yeah.
Exactly. I may be 600 pounds, but my face looks like it's on a. My jaws looks like it's on a 60 pound man.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just fill me from the neck up.
Yes. So.
Have a good one there, brother.
Buddy, have a good day. Be kind. Everybody be safe.
That's the legendary Hank Bray.
Since 1892, Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown has been compassionately caring for generations of local families. With recent renovations to their facility, they're proud to carry on the legacy of the Syme family, offering a wide range of full-service options including traditional funerals, cremation services with custom celebrations of life, and green burials. They are honored to walk alongside you in your time of need. They also offer complimentary planning services for those who wish to plan their service in advance. They invite you to call them at 629-5651 to learn how they can customize services to honor your unique life. Syme Funeral Home and Crematory, proudly serving Reedstown and the surrounding area since 1892.
Take in the great outdoors and take along insurance coverage you can count on. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. We know that rush of freedom you can only get outdoors. Maybe you're taking on the trails in your ATV or zipping around your favorite course in your golf cart. At State Farm, we understand your passion. Whether your recreational vehicle is an off-road vehicle, a snowmobile, or a travel trailer, we can cover you. Our State Farm recreational vehicle insurance is designed with your needs in mind. And the premium may be less than you think. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hello, this is Added Touch Floral on Main Street. Let us help make your Valentine's special this year with a beautifully arranged bouquet by Ashley and Samantha. We also have candy bouquets, stuffed animals, a large selection of wines, balloons, and candles. Give us a call at 647-2319 or order directly on our website at addedtouchfloral.com. Don't be that guy who forgot Valentine's Day and order early to enter our $250 giveaway to Open Season, JJ Walsh, or Added Touch Floral. Check our Facebook page. We look forward to making this day special for your Valentine.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
This day in history, 1943, the government abruptly announced that wartime rationing of shoes made of leather would go into effect in 2 days, limiting consumers to buying 3 pairs per person per year. Also in 1964, the Beatles were met by thousands of screaming fans at New York's JFK International Airport as they arrived to begin their first American tour. And it was in 2021, after moving south to a new team and conference, Tom Brady led the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to a 31-9 Super Bowl victory over the Kansas City Chiefs on the Buccaneers' home field. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than The Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday, Kenny Cast from James. Also to Jesse Radke from Jill and Anna, and to Jesse Radke from Sue and Patchy. To favorite son-in-law, Doug Colson from Al and Carmen, and to Doug Colson from Lori and the guys. To Isabel Salisbury from Mom, Dad, and Brady, and happy birthday wishes going out today to you from the entire family. We have greetings going out to Kathy Smith from Elmer, and birthday wishes to Kelly Cohn from Ed and Colleen today. Have a good day, Kelly. Abby, happy day wishes to Zach Falk from Beulah Wesleyan Church, Dennis Klingeman and Mark McCauley from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club. To Mary Knable, best wishes from residents and staff of Schmidtwoman Hills. Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club today with wishes for VIPs Jan Barr, Trevor Hackle, and Myron Martin. And happy birthday to Craig Rudy today. Also to Kelly Cohn, Ryan Schmidt, and Roger Foley from the Richland Center Lions Club.
Is it his birthday, his graduation, his retirement, his anything? This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center, and we now have more gift items for guys than ever. Glock watches, men's bracelets, rings, estate items, silver bullet bullion, or custom engraved dog tags. Maybe you want to have his favorite item engraved, like a hammer, a knife, or a motorcycle part. We do full custom engraving on most metal items. This can really be a super cool gift. Shop J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center for your men's gifts.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating undertakes all aspects of plumbing and heating. All our work is completed to the highest standards, and we aim to get 100% customer satisfaction. We offer a full range of plumbing services that include water softeners, water heaters, septics and water systems, kitchen and bathroom fixtures, along with leaks and repairs. We have a crew that specializes in bathroom remodels. From planning to installing, however large or small your project is, we can accommodate. We understand heating and cooling failures need urgent attention, but cost is always a worry. As an experienced troubleshooter, diagnosing the problem and coming up with the lowest cost but most reliable solution will always be our priority. Call our office today to schedule a service, 647-6345, or visit us at WirtzPlumbingAndHeating.com. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, Richland Center.
Cobison Bus Richland Center is now hiring sub and trip drivers for here in Richland Center and drivers to travel to Lodi or DeForest. You will be paid from the time you leave Richland Center. Starting route pay is $21 per hour. It's an excellent opportunity for retired vets, stay-at-home parents, or anyone wanting flexible employment. You will get paid to train also. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobison Terminal off Highway 14 beside TC Auto Works.
The Richland Family Thrift Shop is open Wednesday through Friday from 9 until 5, Saturdays from 10 until 4. Please come and shop for treasures, where the profits of your purchases stay in our community. Please follow them on Facebook and WRCO for updates. Thank you for your understanding and for your support. The Family Thrift Shop, located in downtown Richland Center. Start your morning right with a hearty breakfast at the River Valley FFA Pancake Breakfast. Join them Sunday, February 16th from 8 a.m. until noon at the Plain American Legion. Enjoy delicious pancakes while supporting River Valley FFA's career development and leadership programs. Adults eat for just $8, kids 5 to 10 for $5, and little ones 4 and under eat free. Don't miss out. Come hungry and support a great cause. For more information, call 608-588-2554. Extension 2109 or email peyton.miley@rvschools.org. See you there. We have a busy morning. News coming up here in just a little bit. We'll check our weather and sports and Mike Clemens from the Super Bowl. That's right. I wanted to go as his carry-on, but it wouldn't fit in the overhead compartment there. But nonetheless, he'll join us to talk about what's going on in New Orleans.
Tumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. In the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping. With folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. Barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind and they never give you credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it. 9 to 5. For service and devotion. You would think that I would deserve a better promotion. Want to move ahead, but the boss won't seem to let me. I swear sometimes that man is out to get me. Ooh. They let you dream just to watch him shatter. You're just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. Same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5.
Parton for the working folks today on WRCO Radio.
This President's Day, discover the perfect piece for your home at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. From February 10th through 21st, for $7.99, you can choose from the Simple Joy Sofa and Love Seat to relax in style, the Bullenberg Dining Table with four chairs to bring the family together, the Lavenhorn Reclining Sofa with a drop-down table for ultimate comfort, the Hyena Full or Queen Panel Bed with dresser, mirror, and nightstand for a complete bedroom refresh. Your choice for just $7.99 plus tax and delivery. Visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street, Richland Center, where comfort meets community. Sale ends February 21st.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News Time is sponsored by Town & Country TV & Appliance, Walsh's Ace Hardware, and Jones Chevrolet. The forecast for today calls for highs near 30. Tomorrow forecast calling for around an inch of snow during the day and a high of 30. Right now in Richland Center, after a low of 9, it is 11 degrees. Speed Queen, a name known in the appliance industry for toughness and reliability. Their super tough commercial washers and dryers are reliable enough for your business or your home, featuring good old manual controls that bring years of dependable operation. Town and Country TV and Appliance, a name synonymous with quality products and excellent service. Together, they're unstoppable. Stop to see the full line of Speed Queen appliances at Town and Country TV and Appliance, 2490 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or log on to townandcountryrc.com. And for Joanne Krulatz today, I'm Phil Nee. A look at news this morning. A major phone and internet outage is impacting most of Greene County government. County Clerk and Administrative Coordinator Ariana Vogley briefed the media late Wednesday. She said at approximately 5:41 Tuesday, the county network and internet connection went offline. The county IT department spent the day investigating and troubleshooting into the issues, but were ultimately unable to identify the issue and contacted IT support. Vogley said IT support determined that a network incident is causing the outage and that the county does not have an ETA for resolution. The sheriff's office is not impacted by the outage in Greene County, which is expected to take days to resolve. A Wisconsin congressman wants to restrict any future student loan forgiveness. 6th District Republican Congressman Glenn Grothman has reintroduced his Protecting Taxpayers from Student Loan Bailouts Act, which he says will prevent future administrations from replicating President Biden's student loan bailout scheme that could have cost taxpayers up to $1.4 trillion. This act requires that the Department of Education review the fiscal impact of any future plans to forgive student loan debt to ensure costs to the federal government do not increase and result in taxpayers footing the bill. Any regulation that does not meet this standard would be prohibited from issuance, fundamentally prohibiting any future administration from ordering broad student loan forgiveness. The Richland Center City Council meeting was held on Tuesday night this week with several items on the agenda for the Common Council to vote on. The first item on the agenda was a request from Richland Center High School's Youth for Change and the Partners for Prevention Coalition to develop a model ordinance to support tobacco-free parks. The council voted unanimously to direct the city attorney to work on a model ordinance for tobacco-free parks in the city of Richland Center. The council also approved to repeal and replace Chapter 40, fixing the boundaries of the wards and the aldermanic districts of the city and establishing a single reporting unit, combining wards into a single reporting unit, and also approved poll workers for the 2025 elections. The council did vote against renaming the city landfill, keeping the name Richland Center Landfill intact. Sale of a loader mount snowblower and a skid steer attachment snowblower from Public Works Fleet were approved, along with the purchase of an automower robot mower. Other items approved on the agenda were a landfill monitoring services agreement with MyTech Monitoring Service and submission of a community development investment grant for Wild Honey Collective LLC, which will be located in the former Gables Restaurant building. With the cost of waste management going up, the council approved raising garbage collection fees, which have not been raised since 2014. Tipping fees for garbage collection from non-commercial properties not having more than 4 dwelling units will be raised from $12 to $14. Tipping fees for acceptance of garbage, trash, and other acceptable waste brought to the city disposal site will increase from $10 to $15. A Class C wine license for 80 German Warehouse and a temporary Class B retailer license for the Richland County Performing Arts Council were both approved. The council also approved the city management of the Veterans Memorial at City Hall and a contract with Chrome Fireworks and Display LLC. The council did postpone voting until next month's meeting on the application of Bindle Tire and Auto for a conditional use permit to allow an auto repair garage or facility at 243 East Court Street and voted against the application of Guru Ramadas Shah LLC for a conditional use permit to allow an auto repair garage or facility at 789 Sextonville Road before adjourning and going into closed session. CISA 3 hosted the 2025 Regional Spelling Bee at Southwest Wisconsin Technical College Auditorium on Wednesday. 27 outstanding spellers represented the following school districts: Barneveld, Belmont, Benton, Blackhawk, Cuba City, Darlington, Fenimore, Highland, Iowa Grant, Lancaster, Mineral Point, Platteville, Potosi, Richland, River Ridge, River Valley, Riverdale, Schulzburg, Southwestern, Waseca Steuben, Weston, and Prairie Catholic School. Congratulations to the top three spellers: Astoria Graham, Lancaster School District, Grade 7, Sydney Hooks, Barneveld School District, Grade 8, Ella Horsefall, Mineral Point High School District, that is Grade 7, and alternate Ben Waterfall, Richland School District, Grade 8. The top three spellers will advance to the state-level competition on Saturday, March 29th at 1 o'clock at the Mitby Theater at Madison College. If any of the top three are unable to take part, the alternate will take their place. We extend our best wishes to these spellers as they prepare for the next stage of their competition. Wisconsin motor vehicle license plates will be getting a different look of sorts.
The State Division of Motor Vehicles will soon debut a new series of plates beginning with the letter B. This comes after nearly 8 years and more than 4.5 million letter number combinations, beginning with the letter A. DMV estimates it will take approximately 7 years to get through all possible B combinations. Wisconsin's current format of 7-character license plates began in April 2017 with the letter A. Bob B.O.B. Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The 2025 Boscobel Mobile Pack for Feed My Starving Children will be held April 10th through the 12th at Truvant Building Number 3 in Boscobel. The financial goal for the Boscobel Feed My Starving Children this year is $66,000, which will purchase the ingredients to pack over 233,000 Manipak meals. Fundraising is ongoing. The annual pie auction will be held Saturday at St. John's Lutheran Church in Boscobel. The soup and sandwich lunch begins at 11, with a live auction beginning at noon. Pie donations for the live auction and other baked goods for the bake sale can be donated on the day of the event. Public registration for the Boscobel Mobile Pack will begin February 27th. 7 packing shifts are planned again this year, with 100 volunteers needed per shift. Teams are divided into groups of 10, so it's helpful but not necessary to have 10 be your size of team. Contact give.fmsc.org/Boscobel to register. To learn more, you can go to fmsc.org. On Wednesday, U.S. Senators Tammy Baldwin, a Democrat from Wisconsin, and Marsha Blackburn, Republican from Tennessee, introduced the Dairy Business Innovation Act of 2025, bipartisan legislation that will strengthen the dairy business innovation initiatives to help more American dairy farmers and processors add value to their businesses, including creating new products, expanding their markets, and modernizing their production facilities. To date, the Baldwin-backed program has supported over 250 dairy farmers and processors in the Midwest, including 109 in Wisconsin. Two state senators want Wisconsin taking part in a multi-state compact aimed at reducing deaths on the road. Senator Andre Jock of De Pere has joined Senator Chris Larson, a Democrat from Milwaukee, to introduce a bill aimed at getting Wisconsin to be a part of the National Driver License Compact. Wisconsin is currently one of only 4 states not involved in the DLC, which requires member states to share with each other all traffic convictions and license suspensions or revocations for offenses that include drunk driving. The lawmakers note that because Wisconsin is not involved, individuals have been able to slip through the cracks and receive licenses with tragic consequences. They say if the bill were to be passed, it would close a dangerous loophole, improve data sharing and best practices moving forward, and help keep dangerous drivers off the road in Wisconsin and every member state. Make sure you're taking the proper steps prepping food for a Super Bowl party on Sunday. U.S. Department of Ag Food Safety Specialist Mara Drum says it's crucial meat and poultry are cooked to the right temperatures, which is 160 degrees Fahrenheit for ground beef and 165 degrees Fahrenheit for poultry. Drum says you should also use separate cutting boards for meat and ready-to-serve items like cheese or vegetables. More tips can be found on the USDA website as you make plans for your Super Bowl party this coming weekend. WRCO News continues in just a moment.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Here are today's vital statistics. Diane Marie Teach, 71, of Gotham, died January 28th at the Richland Hospital. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet today from 3 until 5. A gathering will follow at Wolfie's Irish Inn in Muscadet. A private family burial will be held in the Dawson Cemetery in the spring. Diane Marie Teach, 71, of Gotham. Thomas E. Wiley Berger, 71, of rural Sextonville, died Saturday at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from noon until 4 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Thomas E. Wiley Berger, 71, of rural Sextonville. Avis Marvine Subura, age 89, died Sunday. Funeral services will be held Saturday at noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will be at the Chex National Cemetery in Champion Valley, Yuba, following the service at approximately 1:30. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 11 until the time of the service at noon. Avis Marvine Subra, age 89. Steve Johnsrud, 71, of Waseca, died Saturday. A funeral mass will be held Monday morning at 11 at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church, Boscobel. Friends may call at Kendall Funeral Service, Boscobel, Sunday from 1 until 4, and at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church, Monday from 9 until the time of the service at 11. In lieu of flowers, donations to the charity of your choice are appreciated. Steve Johnsrud, 71. Of Waseca. Gay V. Donovan, 70, of Casanova, died Wednesday at Harvest Guest Home in Richland Center. Funeral service will be held Monday at 1 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Monday from 10 until the time of the service at 1. Burial will follow in the Souls Creek Cemetery. Gay V. Donovan, 70, of Casanova. Carol Sue Otteson, 85, of Richland Center, died Monday. Funeral services will be held Wednesday, February 12th at 1:30 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Dayton Corners Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Wednesday from 10:30 until the time of the service at 1:30. Carol Sue Otteson, 85, of Richland Center. Michael Martin Baker, 54, of Richland Center, died Sunday at home. Graveside services will be held Thursday at noon at the Dayton Corners Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. For Michael Martin Baker, 54, of Richland Center. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Kaylin Faulkner and Colton Unbehan had a son, Leighton Allen.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring is right around the corner. Is your yard equipment ready? Now through March 31st, bring in your Ryder, tiller, push mower, or weed eater and get 10% off your total bill at Walsh's Ace. Need a hand? We offer pickup and delivery too. Don't wait. Get your equipment tuned up and ready for the season at Walsh's Ace. Walsh's Ace, your neighborhood place for everything outdoors. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Uh-huh. 29 today. Tomorrow looks like a high of around 30. And right now, this very moment, they're talking about an inch of snow or so. Tomorrow during the day, we're at 11 degrees at WRCO-FM in Richland Center, WRCE-FM 107.7, and AM 1450 in Richland Center. News from ABC is sponsored by The Creative Outlet, showcasing handmade gifts, crafts, and scrapbooking supplies, and consigned clothing for the whole family.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Two people were killed in eastern Tennessee overnight as severe storms and a possible tornado blew through the region. Police say a mother and daughter from the same household died. Right now, they are assessing damage near Knoxville. In addition to those millions of federal workers who have been offered buyouts and the shuttering of the U.S. Agency for International Development, the chair of the Federal Election Commission has also been removed by the Trump administration. ABC's Rachel Scott.
The FEC was created by Congress to be this independent watchdog over our election system. Well, overnight, the chair of the FEC, Ellen Weintraub, says that she was fired by President Trump in a letter. She is a Democrat, but this is a bipartisan commission, and under law, the president is supposed to first nominate her.